Who is in the center of your life? Who is flowing through your life and through your body? Who is giving you the life force, the very breath to breathe? Who is supplying you with water and food and shelter? Aligning with this reality is the surrender, the submission, the grace, allowing the power, allowing the flow, being enlightened, being in love, being wise. It's never going to happen the way your mind thinks it's going to happen. And that's where the trust and the leaps of faith come in. But align with the earth and the water and allow the flow.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. There are many in the room who have never experienced that which is a live channel. And those who listen regularly will get tired of this message, but it must be addressed. Dear ones, channeling uses the human being. It uses the human being's integrity, intelligence, culture, personality, because this is the way spirit talks to humans. Every message that humanity has ever had through the creative source has been through humans. You might say, well, what about the scriptures? What about that which you call the Word of God? Dear ones, the scripture is all written by men and women, under the influence of channeling, many times. This is the way of it. Those in the highest churches giving the messages will get together and say, it wasn't me today. I had a whole different message planned and something else happened. They're channeling. Every single human being has the ability to channel that which is the energy of the love of God, either for themselves or for others. There will be those first-timers who will listen to this right now and are here and say, it is the clever man pretending to channel. Why, he's built an industry. And we say this is free choice. Your ability to judge, dear ones, will not be judged. You can think what you choose. Build the wall, if you wish, of your belief, and don't get out of the box you were told. We've said this before as well. There is no judgment from the Creator, from the love of God of you, no matter what you do. And that's a hard one. We'll speak of this later. In the human consciousness, there's always punishment. There's always reward. There isn't this unbelievable, unconditional love that God has. So if you walk away today and say, this was not real, I don't believe any of this, you're going to have the same number of wonderful, beautiful angels follow you out the door that the one who was healed had. That is this unconditional part of the love of God, the Creator, for humans. And you might say, why is this? Why is it so different from what we've been told, perhaps? And that's because God is not a human. God does not think like a human, does not have a personality like a human, and none of these things. And each one of you has inside you a piece of the Creator. Did you ever wonder why you have 23 chromosomes instead of 24? When all of the animals right before you in the chain of evolution have 24 and you have 23, did you ever think perhaps that there's something different about you? Did you ever think perhaps that the missing one may be out of the dimension that you can see or study or feel? Did you ever think that DNA, yours, is completely and totally different from other DNA on the planet in ways you cannot see? That yours creates a situation where you can have the Akashic record, a remembrance of who you were. You were very special. And yet there will be those who will leave the place saying, well, it was nice, but I'm not really sure. And so I say to you, dear ones, that getting out of the box of what you were told is the secret. Because if you get out of that box, even for a moment, you might have a revelation. It's called intent. And that revelation may let you feel and see things you didn't expect. And if you don't like it, there is no rule that says you can't climb right into the box and stay there. There is no one-way trip where you can't get back in what was comfortable. This is absolute free choice, spiritual free choice, to accept these things or not. But first, are they real? What could you say to prove it to be real to you? And every single one of you is different. There are those who will say, show me. And will say to you, will you get out of your box to be shown? Because we're not going to show you while you stay into the box of disbelief. Others will say, I can feel it already. There is an entourage here right now working with every single one of you. Because we know who you are. You have the spark of God. Literally, a piece of the interdimensional creation is in you. Everyone. This has been the message of the masters, all of them, since they started coming to the planet. That if you go inside, you'll find the book, the doctrine, the truth of everything that is. And no matter where you are on the planet, anyone who goes inside will find the same thing. The ancients of this planet didn't know each other. They didn't have telephones and internet. Thousands of years ago, they were given the prophecy of this time. And if you start collecting their wisdom from almost every continent on the planet, you're going to find a similarity. And that similarity says that the precession of the equinox is going to be a shifter of everything. And that the consciousness of the planet will start to grow up, will start to mature, will start to get out of what we have called the playground of consciousness and start to grow up. And this has not been from one source. It's been from many who had no contact with each other but had something in common. They all got the prophecy from the same source, the one we talk about today. This is the message. Something is afoot. Something is happening. No matter where you are on the planet, you can start to see its shift. Have you seen any weather changes lately? This is part of it. We told you they were coming. We told you in book one, in 1993, they were coming. And now that they are here, they seem to be a shock to everyone. The meteorologists told you they were coming. They are a cycle of expectation happening now for a good reason. All of these things start to shift and change the potentials of who you are. Dear ones, it's all good news for the old soul. There's nothing here that's negative. There's nothing here to worry about. But there is consternation for those who don't know. I want you to relax into the truth that this all was expected. I want you to relax into that which is here on this planet in Ireland, which is a relaxed earth, who also knows it was coming and is your partner in all of it. Human beings tend to stress when things change, not even understanding. You were born for this. There was no accident that you are here right now. Some of you have witnessed those passing over, perhaps in a frequency you didn't expect, my partner included. Not necessarily seniors either. And you would say, what is it that is taking place that would take so many of my friends or my relatives, or those I loved, or my partner? And I tell you, dear ones, there is something bigger than you ever could conceive of happening. What if I told you that they needed to leave and come back quickly in order to be fresh with their Akashic knowledge and wisdom in order to teach these things to the planet in a better way? Would you feel better about it knowing that? It has not been a surprise. Their life was not a waste because they died early. They are returning and feeding the planet. So many. Is it all right to know this? Some of them that you've loved and lost are talking to you now. Some of you can even smell them. Those listening need to hear this from everywhere. There is a grand, magnificent plan, even to the things that seem stressful to some humans. And we are asking you to be mature with it, understand it, and even daring you to congratulate the situation and celebrate it all. That is what the old soul knows, that you're not finished, that you're coming back, that you've started something grand. How can I tell you this? We need your maturity in this land to understand what's going on and send the right signals to the youth, to let them know that there is something that's happening that is beyond, and it is not the termination of the planet, it's not Armageddon, it's not the end, there is no doom, and that literally the feeling of history itself is going to start changing their lives. They will start looking back at what happened, and it will not have the influence of what's going to happen. That's what we teach. Everything is going to start to shift off of normal. And the old soul will be the one who will stand balanced and tell those around him, it's okay. Did you know that this was prophecy? It really is okay. It may seem odd. And bring them into a source of knowledge that is peaceful, that is benevolent, that calms them down and makes them see balance through you. We've said enough. Later we will come back with a message which is clear and that we've given before in other ways about the love of God and these times. And so it is.